Water is a powerful tool and an important resource. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Tammy Giovanelli, associate professor of geology at Berry College, determines how experiences can change people's relationship with this life-giving force.
What is the best way to promote clean water for all? To answer this question, first, a baseline water quality assessment must be completed, whereby identifying the physical, chemical, and biological signatures of the water body. These variables include 8 parameters that are considered to be the best indicators of watershed health. This data collection involves extensive field work in remote areas that are often heavily forested. The goal is always to collect as many samples as possible while hiking along the banks of rivers as they flow downstream. Once the data is collected, it can be used to compute a water quality index value. The WQI is reported in terms of a percentage and can be used to easily communicate watershed health without scientific jargon. That is, a WQI of 100% means the water quality is excellent, whereas a ranking of 50 is bad. By using the WQI as a tool to discuss water management with stakeholders, it has become apparent that solving any water crisis must start with the understanding of human attitudes towards their environments. For example, Africans tend to be terrified of the Nile River because they often do not learn how to swim during childhood, and understandably, they have a deep-rooted fear of the hippos and crocodiles that live in the water. Oppositely, the people who live in India worship the Ganges River as a holy entity, even referring to it as the Mother Ganga. Ultimately, people relate to water bodies very differently because their experiences within their environments are not the same. To promote the conservation of rivers, the perceptions towards them must be considered or the message will not be received.
That was Tammy Giovanelli of Berry College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.